Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Prioritizing the Mission, Part 1 of 2. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Prioritizing the Mission, Part 1 of 2. The Strategy Driven Podcast series focuses on the tools and techniques managers and executives can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the strategic planning best practice of prioritizing the mission, thereby clearly establishing the primary focus for decisions made at all levels of the organization. Because this podcast builds on the concepts discussed during the previous show, Make the Mission Measurable, we believe you'll receive greater benefit and insight if you listen to that podcast prior to this one. And now, without any further delay, let's get started. Hi, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent.
It's a Wednesday night, not Tuesday. I'm not going to push us back. Can you believe it's the 5th of December?
The month is going by quick. The whole year is going by quick.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, I am looking forward to a break. This is just such a beautiful time of the year. I just love this month. It is just a wonderful experience to be able to give and to share and to, you know, just be a light for somebody, you know, during this time of year.
And spending time with family. You know, just last night we were putting up the Christmas tree and I had the girls decorating the tree. And of course, Katie, she's only 3. So this is a big deal, putting these Christmas balls on the Christmas tree.
Is wonderful. We were supposed to do it tonight. But we decided to put it off until Friday. We have a recital to go to tomorrow, and so we're looking forward to that. We have an adopted nephew. He's 10 years old.
Okay.
And he plays the bugle.
Really?
So they play, yes. And he's a part of a band, and they're going to play some Christmas songs. And he was like, Uncle Howard and Aunt Bernie, I want you to be here. He actually asked, are you going to come to my recital? And how could we tell him no?
Oh, you can't tell him no.
We couldn't do that. Oh, wow. Well, hey, let me know when you want to get started.
Hey, well, why don't we just go for it now?
All right. Well, Nathan, since this show builds on the concepts of making the mission measurable, should we start with a brief recap of those concepts?
Hey, sure. Well, you know, in the last episode, Making the Mission Measurable, we said that an organization's mission is a statement of its purpose, what it will fulfill as an organization, that need that it's going to fulfill, and then who's ultimately going to benefit from the work it does. And we also said that making the mission measurable is critical to the strategy-driven organization because it defines the mission in a way that provides objective clarity to decision-making so that it provides a basis for assessing the organization's success. Mission measures help an organization be strategy-driven by providing a comparative basis for its products, services, business units, and individuals, as well as serving as an anchor for the behavior shaping organizational performance measures, which I know we've got coming up as a discussion topic in another podcast or two.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Finally, just to do a full recap, we said that making the mission measurable involves 7 steps.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Step 1 is we're going to have senior manager sponsorship. Step 2, we're going to form a cross-discipline team. Step 3, we're going to break the mission statement into its constituent components. Step 4, we're going to identify a measure for each one of those mission components. Step 5, we're going to combine any mission measures as appropriate just to reduce the number. We'll talk more about that later too.
Okay, sounds good.
Number 6, we're going to gain our senior manager approval, our executive sponsor. And then lastly, and all important, we're going to communicate, and then we're going to communicate some more.
communicate. I hear you. Now, Nathan, in our last podcast, we said that making the mission measurable applied to all organizations from the corporate office to individual departments. Is this also true of prioritizing the mission measures?
Well, you know, Howard, it is. And it's just as true, and it's just as important as making the mission measurable at all levels of the organization.
Really?
So, yeah, you know, and the reason being is because the ultimate goal is to shape decisions and the actions of all the folks within the organization. Because really, decision-making takes place at all levels in the organization, whether it's an executive set strategy or an individual contributor just deciding, hey, I'm going to prioritize this piece of work over this other piece of work.
Sure.
Yeah, so we have to have clarity around that. Okay. And so the more we can define the organization's priorities, the more information we end up giving the executives, the managers, and their subordinates to work with to make those day-to-day decisions and ensure then that their actions and the actions of others that they may be directing are aligned with the corporate goals. So in essence, prioritizing the mission measures simply takes us one step further down the path of making the organization strategy-driven.
That's great. That's really great. So what's a mission prioritization?
Well, mission prioritization, as I like to call it, is really the process by which the organization makes clear, and it's especially to the employees, okay, what the primary, secondary, and tertiary mission goals are. Okay, so 3, and we're going to try to limit ourselves to 3.
Okay.
Now, it kind of goes without saying that if we're going to apply some sort of weighted, quantifiable prioritization scheme, that we're going to have to make the mission measurable first. And so that's why this podcast is second. But there's a second point also to be made here. And okay, that is that prioritizing the mission doesn't just stop with like a rank ordering of the measures. You know, it really gets into imbuing everyone within the organization with a sense of a clear priority so that there's distinction between the various mission measures and that the executives, the managers, and the employees tend to behave in a way that reflects those priorities. In other words, it becomes almost second nature or a reflex kind of response that they can do with really no forethought. So it's not like we're sitting here and, okay, I've got all these things to do. Which one do I do first? That I need to break out, you know, some reference manual or look at some plaque and say, here are my mission priorities. It's that they've been communicated to me in a way that I understand, you know, very clearly without having to do with that great deal of reflection of, you know, what my work priorities ought to be.
Okay. Now that makes sense, Nathan. That really does. I'm with you all the way. But now here's the $10,000 question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Why prioritize the organization's mission measures?
Ah, thank you. Well, you know what? There's really two reasons. The first one is just simply to say that we can't possibly serve more than one master at a time. Mm. You know, we have limited resources. So as executives and managers, we really only have so much we can do in any given time frame. And so we need to dedicate ourselves to those things that are going to provide the most benefit to the organization. In other words, as Peter Drucker might put it, we need to dedicate ourselves to being effective.
Mm.
Okay, so
That's good.
Yeah, so here's a priority scheme that helps us be effective. Now, the second thing is, as we've already discussed,
okay,
we set priorities to help in the decision-making process.
Mm.
And because it applies at all levels, you know, we're talking about decision-making at the strategic, you know, visionary long-term level, as well as the tactical day-to-day, how do I deploy my individual work members of my workforce, or how do I, as an individual contributor, you know, prioritize and execute the work that's before me. So, again, it helps that decision-making at all levels of the organization such that we pursue the course of action that's going to provide the most value added back to our stakeholders.
Once again, I'm sold once again, Nathan. But let me ask you something.
Okay.
How does one prioritize the mission measures?
Ah, that is a good question. And in strategy-driven style, we're going to try to give just a quick, brief list. This one's going to have five steps.
Good. I got my notes.
Ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
It's going to sound a lot like making the mission measurable. Okay. Step one, we've got to, again, get senior manager sponsorship. And it goes without saying that if we don't have someone that's sitting at the top of the organization that's able through, you know, their positional authority that's granted to them by either the board of directors or you know, a higher manager or executive on the food chain, that different people will have different priorities. And so we won't have a cohesive set of priorities, which is really what we need. So we have to start by having that top individual as the sponsor who's going to ultimately approve and then, you know, drive forward the implementation of these priorities. Step two, again, as always, we want to form a cross-discipline team. And you know, the reason for that is we need that broad array of experiences so that we can fully appreciate and understand the various components of each of those mission measures and how they have impact on the organization so that we can fully appreciate the value and strategic importance that they offer. So we want a cross-discipline team so that we get that full picture of value and give each mission measure its due consideration when we go forward to prioritize them. Step three is simply to do the prioritization. So now we're going to have to start making those tough decisions as to what is going to add the most value if we go after it. Step four is to gain the senior manager's approval. Gets back to why we have the senior manager as our sponsor to begin with. This person's going to have to buy in because they're going to have to take ownership and drive this prioritization down and throughout the organization. And lastly, my favorite, we got to communicate, and communicate some more.
Our audience will get used to that. Communicate. Outstanding, Nathan. Let me see if I can recap this.
Okay.
I'm usually a good note taker here. Let me see what I've got.
Alrighty.
We said that prioritizing the mission measures applies to all levels of the organization. Am I right?
You're right.
Now, that mission prioritization is the process by which an organization makes clear, especially to its employees, what's its primary, secondary, and tertiary mission goals are?
Tertiary.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, this in turn benefits the organization by making it clear what the priorities are, so that resources are allocated accordingly, thereby ensuring the most value-adding activities are performed. Am I on point?
You are on point.
All right. All right. Dead okay, center. Let's see here. Let's wrap this up. Let's see.
Okay. Bring her home.
Prioritizing the mission involves five steps. All right. Ready, audience? You ready, Nathan? You correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm ready. Okay.
Number one, obtain a senior management sponsor.
Yep.
Number two, form a cross-discipline team.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, prioritize the mission measures.
Yep.
Number four, gain senior management approval.
Almost home.
And number five, communicate.
My favorite.
All right. How did I do?
You did excellent.
All right.
You did excellent.
I told you I was
Thank
a good
you.
Note taker.
Yes, you are.
And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. We hope you enjoyed Prioritizing the Mission Part 1 and look forward to having you join us for Part 2. Please provide us your feedback via email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Registered members gain access to the many strategy-driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, such as organizational accountability and decision-making. And registration is always free. Until next time, so long.